looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
It's 5:08. Now, one of my pet hates over 30-odd years in journalism has been watching drug cheats in sport get rewarded at the expense of clean athletes who achieve success through good old-fashioned hard work and dedication to the cause. Well, it's taken decades, but finally, it appears swimming's world governing body, FINA, is set to pressure Olympic bosses to award medals to athletes who are cheated out of medals by dopers. Now, this impacts clean athletes from around the world, including Australia. And certainly, Olympic chiefs are seriously considering the recommendations that will give justice to athletes who are robbed by drug cheats. Now, Australian athletes, and there's some big names amongst them, including legendary swimmer Michelle Ford, could end up being awarded medals after being denied by East German swimmers who are doped up on performance-enhancing drugs. They crossed the line, they cheated, winning medals by the dozen, while clean athletes, like Michelle Ford, were continually dudded. Now, I think this is a huge moment, because if Olympic officials award swimmers retrospective medals, then that will put the pressure on them to follow suit in other sports as well. And on top of that list should be track and field legend Raelene Boyle, who I always refer to as an Olympic gold medalist because she was beaten for gold by East German drug cheats. That's fact. At the Munich Olympics in 1972, Raelene Boyle was famously denied two gold medals by rivals who were on drugs. Almost a half a century on, the legendary Aussie athletics star has fought but lost in her battle for justice. Well, now, finally, it seems sports and Olympic post power brokers are certainly listening and are set to right the wrongs of the past. Raelene Boyle, Michelle Ford, Lisa Curry-Kenny, Nicole Livingston all prided themselves on being clean and achieving success without cheating. They, along with other clean athletes around the world, deserve to receive what's rightfully theirs, whether it be gold, silver, or bronze. This is a huge moment in sport and for the Olympic movement. They get this right, and it restores a hell of a lot of credibility that's been lost due to drug cheats. I'm hoping the likes of Raelene Boyle get what they work tirelessly for, and she well and truly deserves to have Olympic champion beside her name. The only reason that Raelene didn't win Olympic gold was because of a drug-fueled athlete who cheated her way to the top. 5:10, and the legendary Raelene Boyle joins me live on the line. G'day, Raelene.
G'day, how are you, Jimmy?
Good, thank you. What did you make of this story? Are you hopeful this is a case of righting wrongs from the past?
Look, it's very interesting that a new leader of swimming worldwide, international, is going to try and take it up to the IOC. But look, I just don't know, Jim. It's if the IOC can't recognise that all the documentation is in the Stasi Museum and all of the names of the athletes will be collectible from their files and they haven't recognised it, I don't know whether anyone's going to get it recognised or not, but it'd be bloody nice if they did.
It would be, wouldn't it? And it'd be deserved. Yeah. I mean, I always refer to you as an Olympic champion. I mean, my late sister Beck was, you know, led a huge campaign of rattling cages and righting the wrongs of the past. I mean, it has to happen. You have been denied a gold medal by a drug cheat. You should get the gold medal.
Well, that's the theory, isn't it? But in practice, the testosterone wasn't exactly on the cheats list, but we know it's a substance of cheating. We know it improves a female's strength. And the documentation is there to say that the East German secret police or secret whoever they were, they came up with the idea that, yeah, we'll do this because we'll be able to beat the world with this. And they did in every sport. They actually stopped great athletes from winning medals that they should have and truly deserve.
So I've just mentioned some of the names. I mean, you're right up there as one of our all-time legends as far as track and field go. Michelle Ford was a star of the pool. You got Nicole Livingston, Lisa Curry-Kenny. It's a fair cast of superstars who have been dudded.
Absolutely. You're talking about sort of the best of that era. And it is really sad that, I mean, someone like Lisa, she came fifth. So she actually got almost no recognition anyway for her talent. But if the East Germans are eliminated, she came second.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, at least I had a medal to take home. She had nothing.
Mm.
And that's so wrong. You've got to be recognised for what you did in a natural form, because that's what the rules say. It's not about who has the best drugs or who can cheat the best. It's about getting out there and doing it honestly. And we know it's a big problem, has been in the past, still is now. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether they're getting on top of it or not for the sake of the kids of tomorrow.
Mm. Well, it's almost 50 years since Munich, and you were cheated. And I'm hoping this is a step in the right direction finally from swimming, and hopefully other sports will follow, and hopefully Olympic Chiefs, this is a big opportunity for them to right the wrongs of the past.
Absolutely. And let's face it, Thomas Bach went through hell when his country withdrew from the Moscow Olympics. So he knows what it's like to actually miss out on something you truly deserved. He was already a gold medalist, and he could have been a gold medalist again.
Mm.
So he should be very sympathetic to the athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, keep rattling cages. Good on you, Riles. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Jimmy, let me just say, Jimmy, I'm going to have a glass of champagne on your sister tonight. Love her very much, and I miss her like hell.
Yeah, well, she loved you. She loved you, Beck, and so thank you. That's very kind of you. Thank you, Raylene.
Okay, babe. Bye.
See ya. That's legendary runner Raylene Boyle.